What's it like playing for the Browns now this year as opposed to previous years?
Well, it's been great. Obviously, we're 3-3 this year. We wish we had three more wins, but we're right in the thick of things. And with a 500 record right here, this is not something that myself as a Brown has been involved with too often. So it's fun being relevant. I mean, the season's obviously still extremely young, and we got a lot of games to go, but I mean, it's fun to be part of a team that's relevant, that's keeping every game close, and that's in everything right to the end.
Joe, is this your third head coach with Rob?
This is my fourth head coach.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure. What do you think's needed to get this franchise some traction here?
Well, I think we're well on our way. I mean, I think we've put together some great pieces this off season. I think obviously the new coaches that they brought in are outstanding. We got new ownership. We got a new front office. Brought in some key free agents. We're building some studs in the draft. So I think we're building all the pieces we need right now.
Maybe you're always optimistic with a new coach, but is there a different vibe this time around than in the past ones?
It's hard to compare because I feel like, you know, all the new coaches that we've been around, there was a real positive vibe. So it's difficult to compare and contrast one versus the other. But certainly the fans are excited out here right now about Coach Jasinski. The players really love playing for him. I think he's brought in an outstanding staff, starting with the defense and offensive coordinators who are very well known and respected throughout the NFL. So, I mean, there's a lot of excitement around the things that Coach Chud is doing. And when you put a few wins on the field, that just reinforces it.
Joe, I know guys say nothing ever surprises them, but what was your reaction when you traded Trent?
I think everyone was surprised. Obviously, you don't see the first-round pick from the previous year getting traded too often, but when you do bring in a new staff and you bring in a new front office that did not draft those players, anything can happen. And we saw that they felt they got good value out of Trent, and they weren't afraid to move him and try to pick up a draft pick for next year.
How many tickets did you have to buy for this game?
we got plenty of fans coming, that's for sure. The tickets that the Packers let us buy are not the premier seats, so I've been encouraging family and friends since this summer to find any way they can to get better tickets, because if you rely on me, they're going to be terrible.
you stuck away in the new upper deck, or what?
Yeah, behind that one, all the obstructed view seats.
Any idea how many fans, friends and family got coming?
I have no idea. That'd be tough. That'd be really tough to estimate.
Okay. What does this game mean to you as a Wisconsin guy coming back here to play?
Yeah. Well, I've been back to Lambeau a couple times for preseason games, and it's very special when you get to come back, and it's special for everybody on this team because Lambeau Field is such a legendary place to play, and there's so many greats that made this game special have played there, and you get to kind of walk in their track, so it's very special for the average guy. But me being from Wisconsin, it obviously means even more because I grew up a Packer fan and didn't get to go to too many Packer games because we didn't get to have season tickets, but certainly watched every Sunday with my family and definitely followed them. They were kind of in their heyday back when I was in my middle school, high school years when they were going to the Super Bowl back-to-back years, and Brett Favre was a quarterback, and obviously the great Reggie White. So it's really special because it was the team that I grew up watching and grew up loving.
Any refinement to your game this year, Joe?
I mean, every year, as an offensive lineman, we can't really do anything good in a game. We can only do things bad. So you just try to minimize the number of bad things you do. And so that's kind of a constant process. It's a constant battle that you go through. You're always just trying to reduce the number of mistakes that you make.
Rob was saying you're taking on maybe a little more of a vocal leadership role this year. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Well, I think me being in my seventh year, kind of the veteran on the offense, I definitely feel like I'm one of the leaders on the team, a guy that's been there, done that, that can stand up and say things when they need to be said, and always comes out and works and leads by example as well. So I think it's important for every team to have a group of good leaders.
You happy you're going to skip Matthews this week?
Well, I mean, he's obviously a fantastic all-pro NFL MVP type guy, so it's a loss for Green Bay's defense, but we just started watching some film this week, and the guys that they got in there to replace him are doing a pretty damn good job, too, so it's not going to be an easy week, that's for sure.
Do you find yourself studying a whole bunch of guys this week because you really don't know who they're going to throw up against you?
Yeah, I think when you play a 3-4 team, you end up having to study a lot of guys because you never know who they're going to put out there. But this week, especially with the injuries that they've had, Clay Matthews and Nick Perry, you know, you're going to have to probably look at four or five different guys and try to get as much film as you possibly can to try to prepare yourself for whoever they may put out there to rush over you.
You know, you guys got on a roll after that quarterback change, and then there was the injury and everything else. I guess what was... was that hard to bounce back from, or was it just, you know, just keep carrying on? I guess what was the mood after that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, injuries and quarterback changes, that's part of the business. And unfortunately, I've been involved with a number of them, so it's one of those things you just got to roll with the punches. So you got an injury or a quarterback change, and it doesn't change the job that you have to do, and that's kind of the mentality that everybody on the team has to take because your job doesn't change no matter who's throwing the ball.
Green Bay's got a rookie left tackle. You know, outside of being really talented like you are, what is the key to long-term success when you're facing the team's number one best pass rusher week after week after week after week?
Sure. Well, I would say the number one most important thing is to try to minimize your weaknesses because in this league, which is different than college, they're going to watch the film and they are going to attack your weakness. And so whatever you put out on film that you don't do well, every single team is going to see that and they're going to go at it. And it may not happen in year one, but by the second year in the NFL, they're going to have 16 games or more film on you, and they're going to have a book written on everything that you do well and everything that you don't do well. And you can believe that every defensive coordinator is going to spend the whole week figuring out a way to beat the left tackle, and they're going to figure out what that weakness is, and they're going to try to exploit it. So the only way you can have long-term sustained success in this league is by minimizing your weakness.